节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Nora, are you okay? You look a bit upset today.
我们诺诺子今天怎么不开心呢？
Well, you know, I'm looking for a new apartment right now because my list is up. But it's just so difficult to find a good apartment. 要找到心仪的房子真的太难了，而且我觉得看房好累啊。
Yeah, I totally get it. I've been there.
换房子搬家真的是特别累。
是的，所以最近看房子看得我都 emo 了。
摸摸你的小脑袋瓜啊。哎，不过emo 这个表达最近好像也是特别火，对不对？
Yeah, it's been a very popular phrase among young people. You can see that a lot in social media platforms.
对，没错，现在的网络热词呢，一个接一个让人应接不暇啊。不过今天我们要讲的这个呢，还真的跟英文有点关系啊。
Yeah, so today let's learn the correct way to say the internet buzzword.
那今天呢，我们就来跟大家一起聊一聊这个很火的网络热词 emo 的正确英文说法吧。
嗯，对的，那我们刚刚说到了网络热词，英文表达呢就是 internet buzzword。 internet 就是网络， buzzword 表示流行语的含义。
Yes, so a buzzword is a word or expression that has become fashionable in a particular field that is being used a lot by the media,
表示某领域的时髦用语、流行语，所以 internet buzzword 就是网络热词了。
没错，那 buzzword 这个单词的发音啊，我们要注意一下，这个字母 u 呢，它是发 a 的这个音， buzzword.
So the internet buzzword we're going to talk about today is emo.
我们来说一说 emo 这个词啊，最近实在是太火了。
那贝贝，你知道我看到关于 emo 最有意思的一个解释是什么吗？
是什么？
我一个人默默地哭泣。
This is really funny.
那让老师来给我们解释一下正确含义吧。
嗯，其实 emo 这个词啊，很早就出现了。最早呢，可以追溯到上世纪的八九十年代。emo 它的全称是 emotional hardcore， 情绪硬核，是一种流行朋克音乐的形式。
emotional hardcore， 情绪硬核。首先，我们一个一个单词来看啊。emotional， 情绪的。激动人心的，有感染力的，情绪激动的。 For example, you can say I am very emotional. 意思就是呢，我很容易激动。
Yeah, 那 hardcore 就可以表示硬核的摇滚乐。那我们来看一看 emo 的英文释义啊。 A young person who likes this music wears mainly black clothes and is often nervous, worried and unhappy.
Yes, 我们来看一下这个关键词啊。喜欢这种音乐类型的年轻人呢，一般都比较 nervous, worried, and unhappy. 所以 emo 本身代表的就是诸如像忧郁、焦虑、烦躁等比较消极、负面、不开心的情绪。
对，所以现在在口语中说我 emo 了，就是说我郁闷了、压抑了、不开心了。
嗯， but it's still a noun, right? So if you say to a foreigner like I'm emo or you look pretty emo,That can be very confusing.
Yeah, so now let's learn some correct ways to say this. The first one, you can use the phrase down in the dumps. For example, I am down in the dumps now.
没错，那 emo 的正确英文表达第一个 down in the dumps. 我们知道 down 这个单词做形容词，它可以表示情绪低落的。You're feeling unhappy or depressed.
That's right. 那Dumps 做名词呢，就是表示垃圾场，心情都低落到垃圾场了。所以 down in the dumps 我们就可以翻译为是沮丧、郁闷、闷闷不乐的。
没错，那我们刚刚说到的这里需要一个形容词，对不对？那还有一个可以用到的表达啊，就是 melancholy.
You describe something that you see or hear as melancholy when it gives you an intense feeling of sadness.
我们就可以翻译为忧郁的，使人悲伤的，是不是跟 emo 还挺像的啊？
对，而且这个单词感觉会比较正式一些啊。那这个单词的发音呢，我们要注意一下 melancholy 它的重音呢是在第一个音节 melancholy.
Yes, and there are actually easier ways to say this, right? You can simply just say, I am depressed, I am sad, I am upset.
Yeah, depressed, 沮丧嘛，忧郁嘛。然后就是大家都比较熟悉的词了，比如说 sad, upset, 这些词呢都可以表示我们说的 emo.
That's right. 那我们说了这么多 emo, 悲伤难过的表达啊，我觉得还是不能 emo, 要做一个积极向上的新时代好青年。
没错，拒绝 emo。 那我们现在就来说说，如果你身边有人像我一样 emo 了，你可以如何安慰他，鼓励他呢？
Well, the first one that pops in my head is...Pull yourself together. It means to become calm and behave normally again after being angry or upset. 我们就可以翻译为振作起来，冷静一点。
Yeah, for example, you can say, Stop acting like a baby. Pull yourself together. 别孩子气了，振作起来吧。
Yeah, and the second one we can use is, Hang in there. It is said as a way of telling someone to not give up, despite difficulties.
That's right. Hang in there. 我们就可以翻译为坚持下去，不要放弃。For example, hang there, you did so well today. 坚持住啊，你今天做得很好。
Yeah, that's a very good one. 那除了鼓励安慰别人，一般情绪低落 ,emo 的人最需要的是别人的支持，对不对？
Yeah, so we can also show them our support by saying, I'm behind you, 我支持你。
Behind 表示 giving support or approval of something or somebody, 意思就是支持、赞成。所以 I am behind you, 我支持你。
Yeah, so here is an example sentence. Whatever decision you're going to make, I'm behind you. 不管你做什么决定，我都会支持你的。
I am gonna be super happy if someone said that to me. 那还有一个我非常喜欢的表达啊， You can count on me. You can count on me.
Yeah, that's a good one. I love that song. 好，那 count on me 这个表达呢Count 就是有指望依靠的含义。If you count on someone, you rely on them to support you or help you.
没错，所以 you can count on me 就是你可以依靠我，我会支持你的。
那听到这种话应该很难 emo 起来吧。
So Nora, don't be upset. You'll definitely find the apartment that you like and I'm always behind you.
That's so sweet. Thank you.我感觉瞬间被仙女贝给治愈了，干劲十足了。
也希望收听我们节目的同学呢，可以每天开心跟 emo 说再见。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。